This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2020 and to day 39 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is February 8. Our reading today will be from Leviticus chapters 16 through 18, Psalm 36, verses 1 through 20, Proverbs chapter 7, verses 21 through 24, and Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 51. We are continuing in Leviticus, where we left off, following the presentations of laws regarding those clean and unclean. Let's begin. Leviticus, chapters 16 through 18. Now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of Aaron's two sons, when they offered strange fire before the Lord and died. And the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron your brother not to come at just any time into the holy place inside the veil, in the presence of the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony, lest he die. For I will be seen in the cloud above the mercy seat. Thus Aaron shall come into the holy place with a young bull of the oxen as a sin offering, and a ram as a whole burnt offering. He shall put the holy linen tunic and the linen trousers on his body. He shall be girded with a linen sash, and with the linen turban he shall be attired. These are holy garments, therefore he shall wash his body in water and put them on. Then he shall take from the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats as a sin offering, and one ram as a whole burnt offering. Aaron shall offer the young bull as his sin offering, to make atonement for himself and his house. He shall take the two kids and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of testimony. Then Aaron shall cast lots for the two kids, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. Aaron shall bring the kid on which the Lord's lot fell, and offer it as a sin offering. But the kid on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord, to make atonement upon it, to let it go as the scapegoat into the desert. Then Aaron shall offer the young bull as his sin offering, to make atonement for himself and his house. Thus he shall kill the young bull as his sin offering. He shall then take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of the incense compound, beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil. He shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat on the testimonies, lest he die. He shall take some of the young bull's blood with his finger, and sprinkle it upon the east side of the mercy seat 7 times. After that, he shall kill the kid of the sin offering before the Lord on behalf of the people, and bring some of its blood inside the veil. Do with that blood as he did with the blood of the young bull, and sprinkle it upon the east side of the mercy seat 7 times. So he shall make atonement in the holy place because of the impurities and injustices of the children of Israel for all their sins. And thus he shall do this in the tabernacle of testimony, built among them in the midst of their uncleanness. There shall be no man in the tabernacle of testimony when he goes in to make atonement in the holy place, until he comes out, that he may make atonement for himself, his household, and all the congregation of the children of Israel. Then he shall go out to the altar before the Lord, and make atonement upon it. And he shall take some of the blood of both the young bull and the kid, and put it on the horns of the altar all around. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood upon it with his finger 7 times, and cleanse and sanctify it because of the impurities of the children of Israel. When Aaron shall finish making atonement in the holy place, the tabernacle of testimony and the altar, and shall also cleanse matters concerning the priests, then he shall bring the living kid. Aaron shall place his hands on the head of the living kid, confess over it all the transgressions of the children of Israel, and all their lawlessness, and all their sins, and he shall put them on the head of the living kid, and send it away into the desert by the hand of a suitable man. The kid shall bear on itself all their wrongdoings to an uninhabited land. Thus he shall send away the kid into the desert. Then Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of testimony and take off the linen garments he put on when he went into the holy place, and he shall leave them there. He shall then wash his body with water in a holy place, put on his garments, and come out to offer his whole burnt offering and the whole burnt offering of the people, to make atonement for himself, his house, the people, and in matters concerning the priests. The fat of the sin offering he shall offer on the altar. He who sent away the kid, which was set apart for remission, shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. The young bull and the kid for the sin offerings, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall be carried outside the camp, and they shall burn them in the fire, their skin, their flesh, and their offal. Then he who burns them shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. This shall be an ordinance forever for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall humble your souls and do no work at all, whether a native of your own country or a resident alien who dwells among you. For on that day the priest shall make atonement for you, to cleanse you from all your sins before the Lord. Thus you shall be clean. It is a Sabbath of Sabbaths, a rest for you, and you shall humble your souls. It is an ordinance forever. So the priest who is anointed and consecrated to minister as priest in his father's place shall make atonement and put on the linen clothes, the holy garments. Then he shall make atonement in the most holy place, the tabernacle of testimony and the altar, and he shall make atonement for matters concerning the priests and all the congregation. So this shall be an ordinance forever for you, to make atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins, and he shall do this once a year, as the Lord gave orders to Moses. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, his sons, and all the children of Israel, and say to them, This is the thing the Lord commanded, saying, Whatever man of the children of Israel or resident aliens dwelling among them kills a young bull, a sheep, or a goat in the camp, or kills it outside the camp, and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of testimony to offer it as a whole burnt offering or a peace offering to the Lord, acceptable for a sweet aroma, and whatever man kills outside and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of testimony so as to offer it as a gift to the Lord before the Lord's tabernacle, blood shall be reckoned to that man, for he has shed blood, and that man shall be utterly destroyed from among his people, that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices they kill in the fields to the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of testimony to the priest, and to offer them as peace offerings to the Lord. The priest shall pour the blood upon the altar all around before the Lord at the doors of the tabernacle of testimony, and offer the fat for a sweet aroma to the Lord. They shall no more offer their sacrifices to worthless things, after whom they prostituted themselves. This shall be an ordinance forever for you throughout your generations. Also you shall say to them, Whatever man of the children of Israel or of the resident aliens who dwell among you offers a whole burnt offering or sacrifice and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of testimony to offer it to the Lord, that man shall be utterly destroyed from among his people. And whatever man of the children of Israel or of the resident aliens dwelling among you eats any blood, I will set my face against that soul who eats blood, and will utterly destroy him from among his people. For the life of all flesh is in its blood, and I give it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for its blood makes atonement for the soul. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, No one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any resident alien who dwells among you eat blood. Whatever man of the children of Israel or of the resident aliens dwelling among you hunts and catches any animal or bird that may be eaten, he shall pour out its blood and cover it with dirt. For the life of all flesh is its blood. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, You shall not eat the blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is its blood. Whoever eats it shall be utterly destroyed. Every soul who eats what died naturally, or what was torn by wild animals, whether a native of your own country or a resident alien, he shall both wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. Then he shall be clean. But if he does not both wash his body and bathe in water, he shall bear his guilt. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. According to the way of life in the land of Egypt where you dwelt, you shall not do. And according to the way of life in the land of Canaan, where I bring you, you shall not do, nor shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep all my ordinances and my judgments and do these, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord your God. None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to him to uncover his nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of your father or mother you shall not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or elsewhere, her nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover, for theirs is your own nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten by your father, she is your sister, you shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister, she is near of kin to your father. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is near of kin to your mother. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother and approach his wife, she is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law, she is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife, it is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover their nakedness. They are near of kin to her. It is impious. Nor shall you take a woman as a rival to her sister to uncover her nakedness while the other is alive. Also, you shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is in her menstrual period of uncleanness. Moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her. Furthermore, you shall not give your offspring to worship a ruler, nor shall you defile my holy name. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion. Do not defile yourselves with any of these things, for by all these ways of life the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before your face. For the land is defiled, and on its account I am repaying them for their wrongdoing. Thus the land became vexed with those dwelling upon it. You shall therefore keep all my ordinances and my judgments, and shall not do any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any resident alien who dwells among you. For the men of the land before you did all these abominations, and thus the land was defiled. That the land not be vexed with you in your defilement of it, as it was vexed with the nations before you. For whoever does any of these abominations, these souls shall be utterly destroyed from among their people. Therefore you shall keep my ordinances, so as not to do any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and not to defile yourselves by them. For I am the Lord your God. Psalm 36, verses 1 through 20. Do Do not be envious of those who do evil, nor be jealous of those who work lawlessness. For like grass they shall be dried up quickly, and like green vegetables they shall swiftly wither. Hope in the Lord and work goodness. Dwell in the land, and you shall be nurtured by its riches. Delight in the Lord, and he will give you the requests of your heart. Reveal your way to the Lord and hope in him, and he will do it. He shall bring forth your righteousness as light, and your judgment as the noonday sun. Submit to the Lord and supplicate him. Do not be envious of him who prospers in his way, nor of him who transgresses the law. Cease from wrath and forsake anger. Do not be envious so as to do evil, because evildoers will be destroyed. But those who wait on the Lord, these shall inherit the earth. For in a little while the sinner shall no longer be present, and you will look for his place, but not find it. But the gentle shall inherit the earth, and they will delight in the fullness of peace. The sinner will closely observe the just man, and gnash at him with his teeth. But the Lord shall laugh at him, because he foresees his day will come. The sinners draw the sword, and stretch their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, to slay the upright in heart. May their sword enter their heart, and may their bows be shattered. Better the little with the just man than the great riches of sinners. For the arms of sinners shall be shattered, but the Lord supports the righteous. The Lord knows the way of the blameless, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in an evil time, and in days of famine they shall be filled. But the sinners shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord altogether, when they glorify and exalt themselves. Like smoke they shall vanish away. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 21 through 24. So she leads him astray with much conversation, and with snares from her lips she compels him, and being cajoled he follows her, as an ox is led for the slaughter, and as a dog to bonds, or as a deer stuck with an arrow in the liver, and he hastens even as a bird into a snare, not knowing he runs for his life. Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 51. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, My master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So as we heard in the parable of the faithful servant and the evil servant, the purpose of all the talk about the end times is not to make people try to figure out when that date will fall on the calendar, but to help us to be watchful. Ultimately, we don't know, so we must be watchful. We must live in watchfulness. And by this I mean watchfulness over our souls. The opposite of watchfulness is being simply carefree, concerned about nothing, and therefore doing almost anything. Our parents taught us when we were young that we must be careful when crossing the street. We must be watchful. But there are also other dangers in our lives besides traffic. It's so easy to fall into deadly sin. And without spiritual watchfulness, we bring ourselves up to unnecessary danger. The saints tell us that we ought to always be watchful. And along with watchfulness goes humility. Do not think that you are so above some sin that you could never fall into it. No, my brothers and sisters, it's much better to be humble and watchful. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.